about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, I've got the blues. Oh, man. You've got the blues. I've got the blues. It's winter time, and I think I suffer from seasonal depression. What do you recommend? I got them blues. I recommend taking singing lessons if you can't sing. Okay, that's one thing I definitely recommend. You know, it's funny, seasonal affective disorder, which is what you're referring to. That kind of stinks. Because here you are, you're suffering, and everybody else is kind of doing the dance because it's Christmas time, and we're all kind of, you know, shaking our booty, and you know, everybody's kind of loving the hustle and bustle of Christmas, etc. It's kind of interesting because the seasonal affective disorder is a very real issue. It's extremely real. People think, man, now they're just depressed because it's holiday time, they don't have money, or their loved one died. No. You have seasonal affective disorder. I mean, we see this with people who live in Seattle, all right, where it's cloudy a lot, and then they come to Vegas, and it's sunny, and they seem to do better. They go, I'm in a better mood, you know, because of the sun. I mean, we do need sun. We do. I mean, even though we don't go out and expose ourselves to cancer, sometimes just being around it, or it, you know, kind of messing with your circadian rhythm and melatonin could be, you know, could be something. So of course, you know, my question is, you know, is it sunny or is it cloudy? Like right now, I woke up in Vegas today. I drove to work in 27 degree. It was 27 degrees. Now, mind you, I know what's going on in Denver, in Texas, and be safe out there. Please, guys, please be safe out there. So I get people are just blanketed, you know, in snow this week. But, you know, I'm driving to work, it's 27 degrees and it is sunnier than sun. Yeah, and I get really frustrated living in Vegas because it does get cold enough to have snow. It was 27 degrees outside this morning, and not even, I mean, I was driving at about 7:30, 7:45 to work. I mean, that's not even 4 or 5 in the morning. And if there was just any precipitation, we could have gotten snow. Now, it's forecasted that maybe tomorrow we'll get a little precipitation. I hope so. We could get some snow. But, I mean, it's cold. But it's sunny. So here we are freezing. It's sunny. I was watching on CNN. Oh, that's funny. Huh, poor Brad. Brad at the GCN studios, -6 driving to work. Oh, poor thing. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I will take some of your snow. I know. You know, it's funny. One of my, first affiliates was at Fargo, WZFG, Fargo, North Dakota. And the program director said he was going to leave in for the weekend to go ice fishing. And my mouth was watering going, ice fishing, I am so jealous. And he's like, I mean, don't be, you really freeze, but you gotta be in one of those huts or something. That's what you gotta do. I mean, you can't be just outside in the ice, you have to, but you know, yes, I was watching a reporter, I don't know if it was CNN or Fox, and she's out of Denver, and, I mean, it was sunny. You know, I mean, so with the seasonal affective disorder, sun is a big part of it. But then on the flip side, what they were talking about in Denver is that the ERs were noticing that people were getting frostbite just from going outside. And remember, your body isn't used to those types of temperatures. I was walking around New York last year in the cold. I think it was maybe 30-some degrees, and I was actually already getting hypothermic. I had a coat, you know, I had a hat, I just didn't have a scarf, I wasn't protecting my ears like I should, and yeah, I was getting frostbite. I mean, imagine -6 below. Imagine that. And so, you know, if you can't go outside, if you can't do what you need to do, you're going to get depressed. I mean, if you're stuck in your house because the roads aren't plowed or salted, that could be an issue. So sometimes you could kind of get, you know, a little depressed in the winter because of all the stress of things. And some of us, you know, we just have less stressful lives during the summer. I can't imagine. My life is always full of stress. But think about it. I mean, I'm stressing about money, too. I mean, we did a lot of our holiday shopping, but I still haven't even touched the work shopping. I like to bring gifts to other offices, workers and things like that. I talked to you guys about, and we'll talk a little bit more about how to do some inexpensive gifts for offices and work, et cetera. For my staff, you know, we're figuring out what to do for bonuses. You know, we really want to bonus them this year, and I promised them I would do it. But you do start to stress because you're like, okay, I, what do we have in terms of money? We got rent. We got this. The recession is still horrible. You know, this was a worse year than a couple years ago, so you don't understand what the country's saying that we're out of a recession. This was our worst year. So it is. It's stressful. Then you got the cold. You're worried about frostbite. You have the extra work when it comes to dealing with plowing and your car not working, etc. I mean, that's tough, you know. And then, you got, everyone's like, yeah, but you got the holidays. Well, those are family obligations. I mean, I'm reading Fox right now. You know, they said, in addition to not moving around and being worried about money, family which was just what we just talked about, family obligations. I mean, you know, some people really don't want to trek to somebody else's house for holiday dinner, especially somebody they really don't like. I mean, we talked about that. I mean, you know, we're supposed, this is family time. We're supposed to be with family, et cetera. But a lot of people get depressed because they really don't want to spend their vacation at a place they don't want to be. I mean, that's pretty tough. I mean, here you are, you know, you're at work, you're looking forward to vacation, and you got to go see the wife's family. And if you don't like the wife's family, I mean, we got to be honest. These are some serious things. And of course, the husband's not going to say it's because, you know, every Christmas, you know, I'm not looking forward to it and I'm not having a good time. They're going to say, well, maybe it's seasonal affective disorder. The doctor's going to give him Zoloft, and now he's going to be on a medication, and it's really about an issue. You know, I always tell people, I go, maybe have family dinners, maybe away from, you know, holidays. If that's what's happening, where half of the family doesn't like the other family, I mean, you know, holidays should be fun. Or maybe spend one holiday with one family at Thanksgiving, one holiday at the other family for Christmas, something like that. I mean, I know it's tough, you know. I mean, I love my mom. My husband loves my mom, but it's stressful when she comes over. It just is. I mean, it's not like you're hanging out with friends. You got to watch what you say. Anything you say will trigger a two-hour discussion of something you don't want to talk about. And, I mean, it's not her fault. That's just who she is. You know, with your friends, it's easy. You could very easily say, I'm not going to invite them over because they get on my nerves. But you can't do that with family. Of course, we're not eating right. We're going into the carbs, etc. A lot of you drink too much. That causes depression. And then Christmas parties. I get to go to an amazing Christmas party, but if I wasn't invited, I would be depressed. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. It's funny. My husband was viewing through his Facebook, and I guess there's a house all lit up for Christmas, and I guess the house is all beautiful, and the house next to it has lights that just say ditto. And so, wait, that's not lighting up the house for Christmas. Come on. Now, you know, some of you have asked, by the way, first, big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Many of you guys know I'm Jewish, right? So I celebrate Hanukkah, but we still like to celebrate all the festivities of Christmas because it's one of the coolest holidays. It's one of the most beautiful holidays. And I love Christmas time. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, we don't have a Christmas tree because we have a big menorah. And, you know, we got the presents from the menorah and all that other stuff. So, you know, we have 8 days of Hanukkah. I mean, you basically go broke. So, we don't celebrate both, but, you know, neighbors will be like, you know, aren't you going to decorate your house? The reason why we don't decorate our house and put lights on our house doesn't have anything to do with Hanukkah or Christmas. It's because we're lazy. You know, I'm not home a lot. I'm really not home. We don't know even a lot of our neighbors. We're never home. I live in the studio, in my office. We actually have an apartment in my office because I'm always there, such that, and my problem is I think it's selfish that we don't decorate the house, because you really want to decorate your house for other people on the street. We were talking about, you know, depression around the seasons. You know, you don't decorate the house for you. You decorate the house for others. And I really feel bad that you got some houses decorated. Not all of them. We aren't the only house that's dark. I mean, you know. But, you know, I've been asked, well, if you're Jewish, you're not allowed to decorate your house. You're not allowed to put Christmas lights up. It's not that we're not allowed. I mean, usually, you know, if you're celebrating Hanukkah, your decorations are kind of supposed to be limited to the little menorah right in the window. Now, okay, to me, I like to do everything big, you know, and loud, right? You know, sing out loud. So I like to do that. So for me, we have a huge, I mean, one of my patients who does iron work, he had made us like a 6-foot-tall menorah and probably a 7-foot span. And so we have that. It's not in the window because we can't move it. And like I said, we have the tree skirt. We have the presents around there. I got blue stockings. So somebody would say, well, she decorates just like anybody else does. But on the outside of the house, even though most Jews don't put, you know, holiday lights, I think it's completely fine to have some blue and white lights on your house. You know, somebody asked where did that come from? Why don't Jews put Christmas lights in? And a lot of Jews would answer, this was the answer I was given, because I would ask people that all the time. I'd be like, I don't understand, why can't we put the lights? And, you know, what keeps it being brought up is the golden calf story. Remember, Moses had to go to talk to God as he's going up to Mount Sinai. Aaron was supposed to control the people. Everybody was like, no, look at everything that's happening. I don't know where Moses is. Moses is dead. He's not coming back. Is his cell phone working? Did anybody call Moses? No, he's not answering his cell. We got a problem. We can't GPS him. So we need to, you know, pray to the gold god. And then I guess they made the golden calf. They adorned the golden calf. There is no similarity between decorating a house for the holidays. It makes no sense. So a lot of us Jewish people are don't use that argument anymore. Even though that was an argument some of us were told as kids, no, that makes no sense. If you want to decorate for the holiday, you do. It's a pretty time. It's, you know, gorgeous. And, yeah, Brad's funny. The holiday of lights. If this is the holiday of lights, right, it's the festival of lights. Exactly. We put the lights up. But, you know, there's really not a lot of Jewish lights out there. You know, so, I mean, for me, I would decorate my house with the icicles, the snowmen. I think it's all cool. Santa Claus and all that. Why not, right? Festival of lights, we put the lights out. But if you really think about it, the Hanukkah lights. Now, the real reason, though, probably the real reason, and we've talked about this, is Hanukkah was never supposed to be a happy holiday. Okay, during the Roman Empire, during the Roman times, the persecution and the death, etc., the story of Hanukkah actually surrounds a very, very negative time in our history. And so Hanukkah was never supposed to be about the party. Purim, which we celebrate around March, April, that's the holiday time. That's the time we're supposed to give presents, etc. But because of Christmas time, modern Jews changed and said, all right, we'll do Hanukkah presents and we'll make it a festival of lights. But this really doesn't commemorate a happy time. You know, it was a very, very sad time. We lost tons of our ancestors. Yeah, you had the Maccabees come together and fight. We have the miracle of the oil lasting for 8 days. Pretty cool stuff. And, you know, one thing we Jews know how to do is always try to find a silver lining to any sad story. But that's probably a big issue. You know, I mean, we celebrate Hanukkah and we make it a bigger deal than it's supposed to be because it falls around Christmas. But it really doesn't have anything to do with anything being sacrilege or nothing like that. It's just you really don't decorate your house, decorate the outside of the house. You don't really put up lights on the outside or anything like that. We just, you know, we do the gifts because it's Christmas time and everybody gets gifts. But it's, you know, what I always learned in my, you know, teaching, and it was a conservative. I wasn't Reformed. I wasn't Orthodox. But in the conservative teaching is the happy holidays really Purim. And that's when we usually party, and it's a good party. I mean, you know, even the rabbis drink. I mean, it is, that's our big party time. So you know, just, you know, I apologize if some of the houses may be dark, but I got to tell you, there's a lot of non-Jewish houses that don't decorate either. Okay, so, you know, don't give us a hard time, okay? I think, you know, we've all had hard times, you know, et cetera. But that's just kind of a little recap of that. That's kind of my little theology lesson, okay? I'm sure there's somebody out there going, no, you know, you got it wrong. You quoted the Bible incorrectly again. Did I quote the Bible? My mom, you know, my mom listens to my show, and I didn't think she does. And the only time she appears to listen to the show are the days when I quote the Bible. And she's like, "What? Well, that was completely wrong. Where is that? What?" And I'm like, you know, this is what happened. You know. She's like, no. Come on the air. I'll do it right. And I'm like, no, please, no. I'll get the Bible right, I swear. I swear. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so healthy eating adds about 2,000 more a year for food than having less nutritious meals. And this study comes out of the British Medical Journal. They looked at 27 studies from 10 high-income countries to evaluate the price differences of food and diet patterns. And this isn't anything new. We talked about that. We talked about how a lot of people like to avoid the cost of healthy food, and it's cheaper to get, you know, the fast food, etc. But they found that on average, it's about $1.50 a day more expensive, all right? And that, you know, maybe, right, you know, we need some intervention, right, some health and policy efforts, et cetera. They say eating healthier, diet-rich in fruit, vegetables, fish, and nuts would increase costs per each person by about $550 a year. Diets rich in processed foods, meats, refined grains were the ones considered unhealthy. Meats and proteins appear to be the highest price difference and cost about 29 cents more per serving. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, $1.50 a day. No, that's important. Remember we talked about not the WIC program, but the, I think it's SNAP program, the assisted food, the supplemental nutrition assistance program. You know, if you only have X amount of dollars, all right, and, you know, you're going to get, you know, the other thing, though, I want to say is I don't know so much that it's people wanting to eat unhealthy versus, you know, people not buying vegetables. I think what it is the freshness. You know, I got to tell you something. When I go grocery shopping, and, you know, we try to do it once a week, and what ends up happening is the meat and the cheese or whatever we've opened up starts to smell old after a few days. And I will find myself buying frozen dinners, preserved stuff, so that I don't have all this food going bad in 3-4 days. Does anybody, can I hear an amen? I mean, are you guys noticing you're doing that too? You know, I'll buy a whole thing of bananas, and they turn black after a few days, and the kids don't want to eat it. Yet, if you buy orange juice, Donald Duck orange juice, that could last a good week. And I think that's what's happening. It, you know, your fresh food goes bad. And if you don't have time to shop and you don't want to re-spend money on stuff you have to throw out, how do you go grocery shopping for the week and keep the food fresh? Now, grapes can last a good week. And I know some of you stick the bananas in the fridge. There's a way to do it. But I blame that. Not so much that we just want to buy cupcakes. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm just opening up one of my gifts. Got my little gift. Somebody gave me a little gift. It looks like a tower of treats. Oh, my gosh. And it's blue and white. Oh, that's pretty. Thank you, guys. Which one of my listeners sent this to me? Oh, my gosh. Let me take a look. No, don't you guys hate that? Right? You got to listen to somebody open up a gift while you guys don't have a gift and you're out there freezing. Look, if it's any consolation, I'm trying to do a radio show, and it looks like the power is out on our satellite, so I don't have any news coming in. So, cut me some slack, Jack, okay? So, I wanted to give you, so if I'm trying to give you some good heads up on stuff, here I'd have to sit here and ablib even more than I have. No, but I do want to talk to you guys about this one study. Apparently, you know how we talk about caffeine and coffee and how coffee protects you and how maybe it extends your life? Well, now we have another study saying caffeine and coffee will shorten your telomeres. Now, who remembers telomeres? Don't you hate that I'm sounding like your fifth grade teacher? Who remembers telomeres and what those do? Right? Well, the telomeres are kind of like the casing around your shoelaces. They're the ones that... Oh, there's glitter all over the place. Oh, I love it. I got glitter. Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy I got glitter. I love glitter. Okay, the telomeres are like the, you know how your shoelaces have that little plastic covering around the end? And as the shoelace unravels, right, you know that you've been picking too much at that little plastic thing? Well, we found that the DNA length could predict your death, roughly. I mean, how long you're going to live, your life expectancy. They think caffeine screws with that. Scientists at Tel Aviv University, Shalom, Manishma, found that caffeine shortens and alcohol lengthens the telomeres. Now, did you guys catch that? Alcohol lengthens the end parts of chromosomal DNA. Are they trying to tell us that alcohol will extend your life? Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, Dolly, this is what I've been telling you all along. People who drink in Europe live longer. You got a point. I know that. I know that. Why do you think I want to go to Europe one day? I mean, I hear you. You ain't lying. All right, but I mean, you guys are drinking coffee. Americans drink more coffee than they do alcohol. A lot of you guys drink a lot of alcohol. I know you do. And, you know, I have my local affiliate is having a Christmas party tomorrow. And remember I talked about how we got to, you know, watch our behavior at the Christmas parties? Oh, Lord have mercy. Especially when it's among all the radio hosts, right, that get behind a mic the following Monday. This is for Beasley Broadcasting, so they own FM stations, AM stations, Coyote Country, you know, alternative. So, I mean, everybody's going to be getting behind the mic and then telling what Dr. Dahlia did. I'm just going to have a little glass of orange juice. I'm going to be good. I'll behave myself. All right, so anyway, they say just as the plastic tips of shoelaces prevent fraying, telomeres keep chromosomes stable and prevent deterioration when the cells contain them divide. Now, the telomeres become shorter as we get older, and every time the cell duplicates. So you almost like have a finite amount of time on that. All right? And then the chromosomes are copied into the new cell with slightly shorter telomeres. You guys get how that happens? Remember how you learned about mitosis and cell division, where the nuclei would have to, as the cell divides and the new cell grows, it should have the same genetic material? Well, remember, the same genetic material isn't the same genetic material so much in terms of quantity. Like when you were a baby, you will have different DNA length. Now, you may still have the same amount of DNA, but the length is going to differ. They say when the telomeres become too short, the cell dies. Shorter telomeres are associated with poor health. I know, you could name your next pet telomere. Yo, T, telomere. You know something, as an off note, I off note a lot. I was at Calico Ghost Town. You know, I told you guys that was like a mining community in the late 1800s for silver miners off of Barstow, a few miles off of Barstow, California. I was there last weekend, and there was a little black cat, all black, and the name was Licorice. And apparently the owner, you know, the volunteers that are there in their get-ups, you know, said the cat, when, you know, the cat was adopted, was a little black, little free, little kitten. They called, they called the cat Licorice. But they didn't call it Licorice when I was there. You kept hearing them say, lick, lick. And I'm like, what a cool name for a cat, right? Because all cats do are lick. I think that's great. Now, mind you, I'm not a big fan of black-flavored licorice. I like the red-flavored licorice because, I don't know, to me, the black-flavored licorice isn't candy. But I thought that was cool for a cat name. Okay, anyway, back to telomere, okay? They say for the first time we've identified a few environmental factors that affect telomere length, and we've shown how they do it. What we learned may one day contribute to the prevention and treatment of human diseases. So researchers, I guess, now are looking at yeast cells and, you know, et cetera, and they found that telomere length was reduced even by just a touch of caffeine, yet it was increased by alcohol. All right? And I guess they used 5% ethanol. That, to me, sounds like a lot. I mean, they said an espresso was enough to mess with the caffeine to affect the telomere length. So you guys having espressos, etc. And what they did is they looked at yeast. Yeast was pretty easy to, identify. They have like this RAP1 and RIF1. These are these certain genes that deal with the telomere length. And again, to me, this is just getting too, you know, too much for even my brain to handle. But this is one of the kind of first studies I've seen where coffee may not do as well for you, but alcohol may. That's kind of interesting. All right, so we'll keep you guys posted. You know, when we talk about centenarians and why they live so long, all right, and every time somebody becomes the world's oldest human, if they have all their mentation and cognition and they're able to do an interview, so many of them say, well, it's the alcohol. Or it's a daily routine that they have. They have some sort of daily routine. Now, I'm not allowed to sit here and tell you guys to, you know, take an alcohol, okay? Alcohol is still a poison to your body, all right? But remember, in Europe, I don't think they're downing Crown and Coke. They may be, you know, it may be a red wine thing, because a lot of them will say, well, I had my red wine, okay? I think we're learning that not all alcohol is equal. Just like not all calories are equal, not all sugars are equal. So that is a study that I think is really well needed, because when people ask me, well, Dr. Dahlia, you know, I have high cholesterol, so my cardiologist said I could have a couple glasses of wine a day. So I basically have two scotch and sodas. And I'm like, no, there's a big difference between scotch and wine. And if we need to have a hands-on experiment, we'll do that. So, I mean, just because the cardiologist says you can have a couple glasses of wine doesn't mean you hit the bourbon. All right? You know, there could be a very, very big difference with this. So, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, as we talk about routines, your body loves routines. It really does. Okay? Now, of course, exercise should be a part of that routine, etc. Somebody like, well, Dahlia, I've never worked out, so I better not start now because my body won't like it. Nah, nice try. Nice try. It's got to be a good routine. Okay, what do Europeans do? They walk a lot, right? Don't they? They get a lot of exercise, okay? And a lot of them do go out into the sun, you know? So I mean, we got to think about it. We got to kind of, you know, we got to do what the successful people do. We got to figure this one out. I know Europeans die too. We all die, but still. This type of cycle, this type of you know, daily regimen, the body likes. Now, again, I mean, as long as you're eating healthy. I mean, if your daily regimen is just carbs, no, that's not good. But if you have your oatmeal in the morning, your yogurt at lunch, your fish at night, a glass of wine, let's say, your daily walk with the dog, you wake up at 6 in the morning, you go to bed at 10 at night every day, the body likes that. I mean, you wonder, is it just, you know, it's like, you know how you can save battery time if you don't do the on and off switch, but you just let it go, or like gas. You know how if you step on the gas, that'll cause you to lose gas, but if you're in cruise control, maybe we need to do a cruise control. Don't go away, we're right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguide.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freeze-dryguide.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freeze-dryguide.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguide.com.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In this gift. So I have a half-eaten Ghirardelli square. I know. I'm not supposed to be eating sweets. But you know what? It's the holiday time. I'm allowed to. Don't worry. I'll do a bunch of Kegels today at work. I'll burn it off. All right. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Remember to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and to follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We have an iPhone app. We have an Android app. I want you guys to check it out. My website, overall, my website is up. We're having a few issues on the front page. I want to get the on-demand feature back on. I also want to get the iPhone link and the Android link for you guys, but it's really easy to get any of those, just go to my, my smartphone app. Just go to your app store for any of your phones, and you should be able to pick it up. Of course, email us at drdahlia.com if you're having any issues. Okay, so the U.S. pregnancy rates have been sliding. Did you guys hear about that? And they say it's near record lows. They say fertility rates, according to Washington Post in the U.S., are continuing their decades-long decline due in large part to a steep slide in teenage pregnancies down to historic lows. Our teenagers are not getting pregnant. This is very, very interesting. The National Center for Health Statistics said the pregnancy rate of 102 pregnancies out of every 1,000 women is 12% below the 1990 peak of about 116 per 1,000. They said only once in the past 30 years was it even lower, and just marginally back in 1997. They say pregnancy rates are down in almost every category except women over 30. That pregnancy rate has increased steadily with each passing year, but the rate is declining among women in their 20s, who form the largest group of pregnant women, and among teenagers of all races and ethnicities. Abortion rates have also dropped. Now, when I look at this, I always think recession. Okay, I don't think Obamacare, like I know some people are thinking. I think recession. Okay? I think a lot more people are thinking of in terms of the kids, thinking of the consequences. But then again, Plan B is very well known and very easy to get. And so for people taking Plan B, are they stopping their pregnancy? And so do we really still have the same amount of teenage unprotected sex? I don't know what those numbers are. Okay, just because pregnancy rates are down doesn't necessarily mean they're having less sex. In terms of your women who are in relationships past school, whether they're married or not, some of them may be, using more protective methods, etc. But what I find interesting out of my practice, and remember, I practice in Las Vegas, okay? And, I see tourists, but usually these are locals. I've diagnosed almost more pregnant patients than I have in the last couple years. To me, in my practice, I'm seeing pregnancy go up. So I'm kind of not seeing what this is saying. I could understand how overall pregnancy would be down, but I'm seeing the number of pregnancies go up. Now, a couple things could be going on, okay? Either some of these women are miscarrying, so the numbers don't get tallied as in this particular study, or some women are getting abortions, and those are not being, of course, brought up. I mean, we probably only had 2 patients get abortions this year. And the only reason why I knew about it is, when they came in and they didn't appear to be pregnant anymore, they told me they ended up doing that because I had referred them, to gynecology. They appeared to be happy about the pregnancy, but they ended up, deciding to terminate it. But, we pretty much diagnose pregnancy like at least once a week. I mean, I'm seeing the numbers go up. What I'm also seeing is a lot of people are getting pregnant, not married. So we're having a lot of non-married people get pregnant and living with the person that, having a family with. So I'm seeing marriages go down. But I have a feeling that not only is Plan B being written, and that would actually be an interesting study. Okay, let's look at Plan B prescriptions and let's look at Plan B sales. Okay, I mean, that you could actually quantify. And if we see Plan B going up, then we know why pregnancies are going down. Now, many of you, before Plan B, would pop a few extra of your birth control pills. That's not healthy. That's not safe. But a lot of people have figured out what they need to do with as a makeshift morning after. And, because how these birth control pills give you advice on what to do if you miss a pill or if you miss a couple pills, okay? A lot of you have admitted to me that you didn't go and get the Plan B. You just, double, tripled up on your birth control pills, which is extremely dangerous. might have added. Remember, plan B is the dose of progesterone. You're doubling or tripling up on your birth control pills. That's a heck of a lot of estrogen. So I think we have thousands of women screwing around with their birth control packs to not get pregnant when something happens. And those numbers are being counted for. So it is kind of interesting. I mean, it is interesting. You know, I'm hoping that this is, you know, as nice and positive as it can be, where, oh, all right, well, less people are having some protected sex, and so, you know, less pregnancies. I don't think sex has changed much. I mean, I know we're stressed. I get that, and I know a lot of married couples and couples that live together are probably like, you know what, let's maybe hold off family until we could figure out the money situation, but I'm still diagnosing more pregnancy than I have in a couple years in my office. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. According to CBS News, HIV has returned in some Boston patients who apparently were cured, quote-unquote, of HIV. Dr. Timothy Heinrich, an associate professor for infectious disease at Brigham and Women's Hospital Boston, announced the resurgence of the virus at an international conference on AIDS research that happened in Florida. He said that two men, all right, were showing signs of HIV, and we had thought they had been cured, means the virus is lurking in places in the body where it's hard to find. Now, we talked about this. We talked about this 6 months ago, remember? That the virus knows how to stay dormant and hide out in organs in certain areas. So you could do a blood count, and the blood count looks fine, and you have no viral load, yet you end up, you know, then later having HIV resurge because it hides. That's kind of, you know, I mean, I was never surprised by that. So he says this suggests we need to take a look deeper. We need to look at the liver, the gut, the brain. These are all potential sources. And they say it's very difficult to obtain tissue from these places, so we don't do it routinely. So apparently, remember back in July, these two men, we announced there was no detectable traces of HIV on their body. They had received stem cell transplants. Remember this? They have been diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, a type of blood cancer. So this transplant had allowed their body to get rid of the virus. They stopped needing their antiretroviral medications for 15 weeks and 7 weeks, respectively. The second patient decided to stay off the medicine, but 8 months later, quote, unquote, he said, look, I guess I'm cured. And the other man, Timothy Ray Brown, also thought he was cured of HIV when he received a stem cell transplant. He had leukemia. Received a donation from a person that had a genetic mutation, which apparently made them HIV resistant, but they found HIV in his blood anyway. They had found traces back in July who were supposed to be dead HIV, but then no. Now, the stem cell transplants are probably the latest in the wave of treatments of treating HIV, and it seems to have phenomenal potential. It's just, we still have a long way to go. This virus, like I said, is one of the smartest viruses out there. It knows how to outsmart the best of us. All right, guys, stay on board for more Dr. Dalia. If this is your stop, have a phenomenal, safe weekend, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on Saturday.
Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down. You don't hang me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Okay, here it is. Life Change Tea's commitment to excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health, and this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change Tea is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change Tea doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply, and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway, and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers, and our customers love our tea. Get the tea.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.